Welcome to Partnering with Parents, brought to you by the Classical Academies. Join us every other Tuesday as we educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator.
I'm Cameron Curry, the CEO for the Classical Academies, and it's time for another podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about schooling during the pandemic, and we're going to talk with one of our longtime homeschooling parents, Amanda Bizak. So good morning, Amanda, and welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you, Cameron. I really am happy to be here. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Okay, so I have been homeschooling now for, this is my ninth year. I have two kids. Both of them have been going to the classical academies the whole time. I have a six-year-old little girl in first grade and a 13-year-old boy in eighth grade, and he's about to go into high school.
Exciting times.
Both of my kids have special needs, and they're both very smart and gifted and talented. And so I chose classical because it gave me the best of everything. I'm able to support all their challenges and support their, you know, unique gifts at the same time.
Awesome. Well, 2020 was quite the year, and it's bleeding into 2021. So how has homeschooling for your family during the pandemic been going?
Mixed bag. I would say in the very beginning, it was extraordinarily challenging, but it's been a bit of a metamorphosis, an evolution, and I'm really happy with where we're at right now. I call it my COVID chrysalis.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah. So I would say in the first few months, there was a lot of, there was just kind of the shock of the change. We were a little bit of relief because we had a very busy schedule. Like, oh, we have a couple of weeks break here. We don't have too much responsibility, but there was, that was mixed with the uncertainty. And so I was kind of on an autopilot, just homeschooling, getting everything done that I could. But then we went through this phase of yearning for, missing our friends, missing parks, seeing bowling places. So there was this kind of empty space, and all of a sudden there, it was like a grief. There was a period of grief, and I'm sure every parent that I've talked to seems to have gone through this as well, but there's just this moment of, I miss people. I miss seeing smiles. I miss seeing the parks and seeing my friends. But then after that stage, became like a stage of acceptance and going, you know what, this is what it is. And the best of it.
Since we're not out of the woods yet, what advice or encouragement would you have for other parents who may be struggling or maybe feel like it's never going to end?
You know, every family is going through something different. I thought about this question. I know my circumstances are one way, and I'm focusing on the positive here. And I don't want to take away from the fact that some of us are dealing with financial crisis. We're dealing with some health concerns. You know, this is impacting everyone a little differently, and I don't want to be insensitive to that. And I know that the things that, some of the things that we have in our lives, other people are struggling with. So I'm grateful for the things that I have. But what I would say wherever anybody, whoever's listening to this, I hope you find to have a foundation of self-care is the first thing, and to realize this is not going to be forever, and we are all getting through this. We're all impacted in different ways. Ways to connect with your closest friends, draw close to the people that you love, and nurture those relationships. Have your rituals in place for your own self-care that will allow you to be the best person you can be throughout the day for your family. One other thing I wanted to say that was a big win for me is that I didn't realize how independent my kids were capable of being. This experience, I'm like, okay, I have to homeschool two kids at once. And before, I was putting them on different tracks because I'm not really good at juggling. I can just throw one ball in the air and catch it. But when I've got two balls in the air, they're just both going to land right on their heads. So, and it was pretty bumpy at first, but I have figured out how to kind of flow between the two. They both do their chores first thing, then their hygiene routines, and then they're at the table having breakfast. it's amazing when I put it on them and I stopped being the cattle prodder mm-hmm. and made this their responsibility, how much more relaxed I became, because I took it away from myself and gave it to them, made them feel like it was their own and not something I was pushing them to do.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Any other encouragement you have for our families that are out there struggling? And I totally appreciate you saying publicly, it's like, you know what? Every family is struggling in a different way. And mm-hmm. we are so fortunate. And I just thought about my own life as 2020 came to a close was, gosh, Cameron, you're employed. Gosh, Cameron, you can pay your bills. You have a roof over your head. You have health care. I mean, there are some things that maybe didn't come to the forefront of our brain as far as being grateful for, but there are families out there struggling, and I really appreciate the fact that you prefaced your own blessings around there are other people out there that are struggling even worse.
Right. You know, I grew up in a family that we didn't have a lot, and I've gone through a period of time where we had something and then we lost everything. So I've been on the bumpy road before. And so I understand what a lot of people are going through, even though I'm fortunate enough to have not made it down that road of having to sell my home and leave the state or anything like that. But I do have friends that have. And so I know different families that are listening are going through different things. And so the best thing I can offer is, no matter what, you have to find your self-care. You have to find your silver lining, and don't let this opportunity, see this as an opportunity, and don't let it go to waste. You know, you don't need to be perfect through it. You're carrying a very heavy load and you don't have to do it gracefully. Every day doesn't need to be perfect, and no day will be perfect. Imperfection is not your failure. And, just forgive yourself and keep just every day trying again, finding the things that you need to work on. If you're suffering through something, you know, that means it's not working for you and you need to change something. That's what's worked for me. I read a long time ago that, Who Moved My Cheese, about the little too much, you know, and there's hem and haw, and the cheese has been moved.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go find the new cheese in your life. And I'm someone that I'm sure people that haven't read it, they're like, what is she talking about? But it's a great little book, and it taught me a lot. So I feel like you got to adapt and change with the situation.
Well, Amanda, I think you touched on something incredibly positive that I think that bears repeating is perfection mm-hmm. is your enemy. Perfection is your enemy. It doesn't have to be perfect. And I think on whether it can be daily, I just know that I do this on a daily basis, and then I like to look at it on a weekly basis, and I've really encouraged our team as well. It's the whole gratitude piece. Where is the sunshine in your day? Where are the good things? Because there's definitely a lot going on, and you're absolutely right. Our cheese has been moved. but as your day unfolds, there are still pieces of sunshine, and jot those one or two things down to remind yourself that your students are learning. Your students, you know, are getting up in the morning, and whether they're enthused about English or math or whatever project you're working on, remind yourself of those great things, because that helps you in your journey when you think, you know what, this homeschooling thing, it's not really working out. My kids aren't really learning. You're able to look back and go, well actually they are. And actually, they did enjoy that project, and that was a really great family time. And that thing that we did over dinner, you know, when they shared with what they learned today, was like, wow, that is good.
One thing I realized is that, you know, my son likes to work on one project for a lengthy period of time. So I, instead of saying, okay, you got to do a little history and a little math and then a little science and a little this and a little that, it was like, okay, you're going to just you want to get all your science done all in one day. That's fine. I'm not going to stop you. Like, I've put him in the driver's seat. He's in eighth grade. You know, he's able to do that now. So he's in the driver's seat, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to just get all the science done in one day. And then I'm going to do all this in one day. It's what's working for him. So you got to find what works for your kid. This is a really good opportunity to say, okay, we're a little off the beaten path, and maybe we can find what works even better for my kid, because now they're home and all the time. So we can try new things. It's amazing what you come up with, you know, with that freedom. Look at this as a little bit more freedom.
What do you think that, you know, parents who have tried homeschooling for the very first time during the pandemic, do you think they're going to stick with it?
You know, I hope so, because this, and especially with this school, I mean, honestly, I feel like this is the most amazing thing, because you have someone who's put together, they've built the wheel for you. You don't have to reinvent it. You can take all the structure, or you can take all the freedom, or you can blend it up and make it work for you any way you want. I think that parents are going to see the quality of their time together and see the change in their relationships with their kids at a deeper level.
Okay.
I really hope that they see that, because I feel like I've spent a day with my son homeschooling and we've had quality time, you know? I'm not fighting to get it in the evening, plus all the extras that you're trying to throw in there with just domestic life. So, you know, it's quality time here, and it's such a great opportunity for families. So I really hope they stick with it. And to not, I hope that when they're judging it, that they realize to give themselves some grace, because they're coming in during a crisis situation in the world. And so this isn't the best example, you know, they're being thrown in. So really, if you're a new homeschooler, forgive yourself completely. It is so hard in the beginning, because you're trying to figure out how does my kid learn? Am I capable? And what's the best system to use? What do I like this curriculum? Are they learning anything? Will they learn anything? All these like what ifs and fears are there. But once you see that you do make progress and you put a little work in every day, and little by little you get further and further down the road, you're like, wow, I actually did it. I taught my kid to read, or we got through a whole year of this and they actually know something. It's amazing when you see that, the little fruits of your labor. So I hope that the ones that are new recognize that this isn't a normal situation that we're in, and their experience isn't exactly like a homeschooling experience quite yet.
Sure.
To give it a little more time.
Well, and I think I would add to that, Amanda, is moms and dads, grandparents, aunts and uncles, if this is your first time homeschooling, remind yourself of the fact that our team is available 24/7. You think that you're interrupting us when you're reaching out to your teacher, or you're reaching out to your educational specialist, or you're reaching out to your principal. We are here to serve you. So if you've got questions, there's no bad question, and we're here to serve. And so make sure that you work with those people. Send us an email during the weekend, and we'll take a look at that and make sure that you're responded to and you're taken care of. The other thing is, on Facebook, I know there's some great family pages set up by the Classical Academy parents that you can participate on, and you can join and ask questions. And this community really comes together to support one another and provide tools, resources, and information for, you know, whether you're seasoned or brand new to the process. We are here as a community to help take care of you. So, Amanda, thank you so much for your time, and continued success with homeschooling your son and daughter, but also, you know, taking care of yourself. I think that was a great thing to share with our families today.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Partnering with Parents is brought to you by the Classical Academies, a group of award-winning public charter schools serving over 4,500 students in Southern California. Suggest a future episode or advertise with us by visiting classicalacademy.com/podcast. Consider subscribing to our channel, leaving us a review, and supporting our Patreon page. Thanks for listening.